CSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. Softball season has started, while tennis and track are in the infancy stages of their schedule. Basketball and hockey starting to wrap up their schedules. Details next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver softball team opened up their season this week with a split at a dome in West St. Paul. Beavers beat Minnesota Crookston 8-1, lost to the University of Jamestown, final score of 9-5. Beavers have just four seniors on the team, one of them back for her fifth year, that because last season was shut down because of COVID-19. Lexi Derrick talks about all the newcomers on this year's team, how they've all gelled as a team so early.
They're doing great. It was definitely a big difference. I feel like every single year I've been here, it's kind of been smaller classes that we've had. So coming back and getting to know a lot of different faces was definitely something to adjust to. But I think they're doing a really good job. They're asking questions, going to upperclassmen with a lot of different things. We've definitely bonded as a team and coming together as one, especially with games coming up here.
The BSU tennis team is back in action this weekend. A pair of neutral site matches with MSU Moorhead and the University of Mary. The games being played in Virginia, Minnesota. Beavers coming off of a clean sweep of Minnesota Crookston February the 3rd, winning 7-0. The Beaver tennis team and the Bemidji tennis program lost a great this past fall. The sudden death of Mark Fodness, longtime coach of both the Lumberjacks and the Beavers. Beaver senior Hannah Peterson.
He was one of my favorite coaches that I've ever had, and he really made like BSU tennis what it is today. Like, none of us would be where we are without him. He's like a legacy for us and everything.
Beaver track and field team is back in action this weekend. They will host the Frederick Baker Invitational at the BSU Rec Center. Last weekend, the Beavers sent their multi-athletes to Fargo competing in the Bison Open. Maurice Manon, a newcomer to the Beavers, is a native of France. Finished 11th in the pentathlon last week, 14th in the 60-meter hurdles, 17th in the high jump, 4th in the shot put, 18th in the long jump, and 5th in the 800-meter run. Her teammate, Libby Christensen, said it was great to watch her run and jump and throw.
Even in practice, like competing right next to her and stuff like that. In the meet, it was awesome. She got hurt a little bit, so she didn't get to compete to her full potential, but it was still fun watching her get out there and lay it all out on the track.
Both Beaver basketball teams winding down their regular seasons. The women will wrap up the regular season on the road this weekend at Duluth, next weekend at Minnesota Crookston. Beavers had a 7-game winning streak snapped last week, lost twice at home to St. Cloud State. Beaver senior Brooklyn Bachman says they have to have confidence that they can get back on a winning streak.
In past years where it's, oh my gosh, we're playing Duluth, I think we just need to keep that confidence that we've had and stick to our game plan. Now we've seen a really good team in St. Cloud, and I think that prepared us heading into this weekend.
The Beaver men's basketball team won twice last weekend, ending a stretch of just one win in 9 games. Beavers will finish at home this weekend with Duluth and next week against Crookston. The Beavers' Cody Landwehr says they also just needed to trust the process, that they were a better team than their record indicated.
We're having a tough season at that point. We know that we're struggling with turnovers and moving the ball. We're just trying to focus on playing our best basketball and keeping our heads straight.
Beaver women's hockey team on the road this weekend at Wisconsin. Beavers have struggled to score offensively. The Beavers have scored just 8 goals in their last 8 games. Beaver senior captain Claire DeGeorge says the goal this weekend, simple, shoot the puck.
Every chance we get, we just got to shoot the puck, challenge this goalie. I know she's good. We've never played against her in our league, nonetheless. However, we put the pucks on net, and like I said, challenge her. You never know what's going to happen.
Beaver men's hockey team is winding down their regular season as well. We'll host Northern Michigan this weekend, then head on the road to Michigan Tech next weekend before playing a home-and-home with Minnesota State in 2 weeks. Beavers have also rescheduled a series that was postponed because of COVID earlier with Lake Superior State and another series with Alabama Huntsville. Beavers in early March will be playing 4 games in the span of 7 days. Beaver junior captain Owen Sillinger says that as time is winding down, They just need to focus one game at a time and one win at a time.
After our tie there at on Friday, we knew that we had to win because, you know, you only have so many games left. And, you know, every point is so crucial in the race here, and, you know, have a strong finish.
That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.